Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie morning show. You can go ahead and vote now. It's Jamie Too Dramatic.
Oh my God.
303.
Let me explain. All right, let me explain. Okay. All right. So I had invited a friend, to come out to the cabin. I think it was last weekend when we all got together. Okay.
Are you fishing again?
Okay, can we just tell the story?
Get the pole in the water, are you?
Can we tell the story?
Sorry.
Okay, thank you. Okay, so he tells me that he's coming from Aspen, all right? He was up in Aspen, and so he doesn't know if, like, he's like, how late are you going to stay out there? Because I'm driving from Aspen, and so I don't know if I'll make it in time, blah, blah, blah. And I said, well, it's fine. I mean, I'm just asking if you want to come out. It's no big deal. I'm having a bunch of people out, and if you want to stop by, it's fine. No, I mean, it was like no big deal, right? And so that's all I heard. Well, then I didn't hear from him. And then if you remember, I know this, and he said, if I come over, I'll probably come over whatever pass and avoid the traffic, and I'll come around that way to your cabin. I said, all right, cool, because he knows where it is. And so I hadn't heard from him. Well, then on Monday, I think it was, Monday, remember the search and rescue were called out looking for somebody with SOS? Do you remember that?
Yep.
And they couldn't find anybody. And I'm thinking, and they were like kind of around that pass. They were looking for somebody. So in my head, I'm like, oh my God, I haven't heard from him. And it's him. Like in my, like, you know how you have that weird sense?
Yeah.
So I'm like, I have not heard from him. I don't know how to get a hold of any of his family or anything like that. I don't know if he told anybody he's going over that pass. Should I tell somebody about him going over that pass and that it might be him and I haven't heard from him? But I thought, no, he plays games. So I'm, you know, I haven't heard from him. I'm sure he's fine. Right. But I have not heard from him. Okay. And yeah, they're looking for somebody. The search and rescue team from Douglas County is looking for him. Okay. Not him, but just a person, right, that they can't find. And so anyway, I just, all right, I'm sure he's fine. I'm sure he's just playing games like he always does, blah, blah, blah. And then all of a sudden, so Tuesday I didn't hear from him, Wednesday I didn't hear from him, Thursday I didn't hear from him, Friday I didn't hear from him. Saturday he says, hey, do you want to go play golf? And I just wrote back, no, because I haven't heard from him.
All right, back up.
Okay.
So you lost me.
Okay, I'm sorry.
All right, so Monday, you're worried that he could be on the pass and that's the person they're looking for.
Correct.
All right, now what happened after that?
I never heard from him.
So all you week. Never heard for the rest of the week?
No.
And then you got a text asking if you want to go play golf on Saturday, this Saturday.
No. That Saturday, that was last weekend.
Oh.
So Saturday, I got a text that he said, hey, do you want to play golf? And I just wrote back, no.
Why?
Because I'm mad at him.
For what?
Because he didn't contact me to tell me that he got home safe.
It is kind of weird.
It's rude.
It's rude in the fact that you knew that he was coming. He might come to the cabin, but he didn't confirm that he was actually either going to come to the cabin
or not come.
And
then didn't tell me that he made it home from Aspen.
Well, but can't you just handle this by saying, hey, let's back up here before I answer on the golf. What the hell happened last weekend? Why didn't you call me back? Why couldn't you get an explanation? I mean, there could be some reason here instead of just blatantly saying no.
I just wrote no, and he wrote back, okay.
Yeah, I think you overreacted.
No, I'm not I'm not done yet. You should
look into why, hey, from now on, or just at least say this. Say, hey, look, from now on, when you call me and you say you might come by, just let me know. Let me know that you aren't going to come by here because I'm kind of looking for you and I kind of expected you and then I didn't know
and
what
I
to do.
And I thought search and rescue and was looking for
And have that conversation
me.
Instead of just a flat out, no, you blew it, pal.
It's a lack of respect to not call me and tell me that he made it home, right? That is a lack of respect. But he always plays games.
Well, I think it's overreacting, though, not to at least ask a few questions.
Well, let me finish. Here's what I didn't tell you about the golf. Do you want to play golf? The tee time was in 1 hour. That means that somebody canceled and he was asking me if I wanted to play golf in 1 hour. And I know that you're playing golf ahead of time. Yeah. He asked me, he was like, oh, I have a tee time at 12:30. Do you want to go play golf? And I was like, okay, I'm obviously the second runner up in
plan
this.
B.
Yeah, exactly. So I said no. That's why I said no.
You might be playing C or D. Actually.
Well, you don't know what letter I am. We don't know what letter I am.
Alphabet.
So then yesterday he wrote me. He goes, "I guess I'm confused. Why the hard no?" And so then I did the text. You know, the fingers of fury.
Yeah.
Like I'm like, really? I felt like search and rescue was looking for you, but I also know you play games and you do this weird thing. And so I'm like, I just don't even want to be a part of this. I blocked you.
Yeah.
And I did block him.
You blocked him?
I blocked him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it's weird that it took him all week to
even
respond.
And then reach out an hour before tea time? Come on. I know what letter I am. I'm G.
Yeah.
Right?
Or C for convenient.
Whoa.
Wow.
Ooh.
Man.
Like, you're the go-to. You're always down.
C for convenience. Man, I didn't see that one coming from
tough
that
crowd.
Ass.
Tough crowd, huh?
I almost said really bad words about you, Schmidl, but I decided not to because maybe you're right.
I'm just looking at it from his perspective. That's not what I think.
Oh, that's even worse. I would not have said that.
No, if you're looking at it from his perspective, that's what you think.
Yeah. Yeah, it is what
you
think.
For you to say it.
Yeah. You can't say I'm looking at it from his perspective.
If you're not him.
But it's not what I think.
No.
What?
I meant like I wouldn't say that about a woman, but this guy seems like he would.
No, you'd
don't
say
try
that.
And backtrack.
No, you would say that because you just did. You just did, so I think you would. I think you would.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.